Welcome everyone to the Sale Talk. Again, this is your host Nofel, and today I want to dive a little bit into a profound concept of that's encapsulated by a statement that I've heard somewhere. I don't really remember which show exactly it was said, but it was really a statement that was meant to encourage us to really believe in what we do and what we think, and what we think we cannot really accomplish. Sometimes we limit ourselves as humans not to do it because we believe that we're not going to be able and capable to actually achieve it. So I will emphasize it just the way I've remembered it, not really the exact words that were said. So that the statement goes like this: we focus on the mountains ahead of us, thinking that we can't get through it, and we forget about all the mountains we have already overcome and climbed. So, to me, this statement reflects a universal truth about human nature. We often see the obstacles in front of us, sometimes as overwhelming, and we forget about all the obstacles that we've already conquered, and we've already actually accomplished those challenges in the past. So the mindset can paralyze us as humans, preventing us from even attempting to overcome new obstacles, new impediments, new difficulties, if you want to phrase it that way. So in this episode, I would like to explore how the mindset forms and how it can limit our potentials. We'll discuss the brain's nature that tends to focus on the negative side, and the power of shifting our perspective, and practical strategies to overcome these mental barriers, just based on my little tiny experience. And I'm trying actually to better myself in this way. And by the end, you'll have a better understanding of how to use the power of your mind to see the opportunities rather than the obstacles, because it does help me when I actually think that I can't do something. So ultimately, it's going to lead to a more fulfilling and probably and hopefully a successful life to start it with me. And of course, so far, I've seen some really great results, and I hope actually I'll be able to pass it to you guys. And maybe you can, hopefully, you can actually see it the way I see it. And if you have any comments or anything or any questions about this matter, I would love to actually hear from you guys. So leave a comment if you can, so I can actually get back to you. And also, if you're listening, please follow the Facebook and Instagram accounts that we have, so you can actually stay up to date on all the upcoming episodes and every single thing that you would like to discuss or you'd like me to discuss. I would like to actually hear from you directly. So I did my research to understand more about this topic, because quite frankly, I struggle, and I still struggle with this as well. But being aware of this matter really helps me sometimes to take a step back and think about all the potential results that I can accomplish. And I'm not saying that I don't fall into it again, or not anymore. All I'm saying is that knowing that that this thing exists helps me in my decision making, because I prefer to avoid regretting anything anyway afterwards. So I came up with few sections and subsections as well that really helped me understand this matter, and I hope it'll help you as well, guys. To me, like, the first section that I actually would like to talk about is understanding the mental barriers, like the nature of mental barriers that we actually run into on our daily basis. So the mental barriers, they're those invisible obstacles our minds create sometimes, making tasks seem more frightening than they really are. Those barriers often come from fear, self-doubt, past experiences, and our brain is wired to protect us. And one way they do this is by focusing more on the potential threats and challenges. This survival mechanism, it's got a name and is known as negativity bias. And this is the definition when I actually looked it up online and I Googled it. I got a definition for it, and it goes like this after looking it up. The negativity bias is a cognitive bias that results in adverse events having a more significant impact on our psychological state than positive events. Negativity bias occurs even when adverse events and positive events are of the same magnitude, meaning we feel negative events more intensely. To make it simple, it is a mechanism that keeps us safe, kind of, from harm. So, however, in the modern world, this bias can become a real obstacle. It can cause us to overestimate how difficult anything is and underestimate our ability to overcome any challenge we might encounter. There is one thing that I always like to say is, I don't know if you know me really well, I always talk about that, the half of the cup versus the half empty of the cup. So the half full of the cup versus the half empty of the cup mindset, it is a common way to describe how people perceive each circumstance. Those with a half-empty mindset, they tend to focus more on what they lack, the challenges ahead, and the potential for failure, I'll say, because they usually are the overthinkers, I will say, and I was like that, and I sometimes always fall into that. And most anxious people, because they're always thinking about what can happen in the future, and forgetting about the moment. So this perspective can lead to feeling like a feeling of hopelessness, I will say, and most likely inaction. On the other hand, the people that see and perceive only the half full of the cup with the half full mindset, they tend to focus more on their strengths, on their past successes, on the opportunities available to them. That positive outlook can motivate them to take action and continue their efforts through any difficulties. I can give you many examples if you want. Like that, just think about a time where you were tasked to lead a project at work, for example, and the stakes were so high. You just got somewhere and you want to show that you can do something, you can do it in a good way, for example. Initially, you might feel overwhelmed and you can doubt your ability to succeed. You'll focus more on the potential for failure and the many things that could go wrong, because that's how our brain works. However, if you reflect on past experiences, you will quickly realize you have been successful in many other projects that you haven't done before. Something that's new, that you've never done before in the past. And I'm sure so many of us have done that. They actually had to encounter something they've never dealt with before, and they overcome that challenge. It's normal that our brain actually go directly to, I can't do this. This is so hard for me. I don't know if I can do it. So you'll realize you have been successful in many other projects that you haven't done before, and you had the same feeling you just having now with this new challenge. You have doubts, and you have successfully managed to overcome those fears and make it happen. Just this shift in perspective can give any of us the confidence to approach any task with a positive attitude. And ultimately, the project was and will be successful. In any way, but it's always based on other people's opinion, of course. So this experience, really, what we can take from it and what it can teaches us, it is the importance of recognizing and overcoming mental barriers. And the brain is super powerful because it's got so many focuses in our lives. One of them is the brain's focus on survival. Like, that survival mode sometimes kicks in because our brains are incredible. It is an incredible organ. It is designed to keep us alive and safe throughout human history. Our survival depended on our ability to recognize and avoid danger. This survival mechanism has shaped our brain to focus on threats and challenges. A concept, again, that has a name, which is the negativity bias, as we said it at the beginning. Well, this focus was essential, actually, for avoiding predators and other dangers in the wild. That can be less helpful in modern society, I'll say, because we're no longer hunter-gatherers. So in today's days, the challenges we face are often more complex and less immediately life-threatening, I'll say. But our brains still react as if they are very dangerous. Which lead me to talk about the cognitive behavioral theory. It is referred to as CBT, which is a psychological framework that explains the connection between thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. So according to CBT, our thoughts directly influence our emotions and actions. It is by changing our thought patterns. So we can alter how we feel and behave. If you consistently think, I can't do this, you will likely feel anxious and avoid taking action. However, if we replace that thought with, I have succeeded before, and I can do it again. If you take a moment to just take a step back and think about it more, in a good way, in a positive way, looking at the half full of the cup, you will feel more confident and motivated to tackle any challenge. And even the neuroplasticity refers to the brain's ability to change and adapt in response to new experiences and learnings. The neuroplasticity concept is crucial because it means that our brain is not fixed. We can rewire that brain to adopt new and healthy thought patterns. We can develop that. We can do it by just consistently practicing positive thinking and challenging negative beliefs. And we can create new neural pathways that support a more optimistic and proactive mindset. So the adaptability to any situation is empowering, as it shows that we have the ability to change our brain's mindset and our lives at the end of the day as a consequence. So if we shift that perspective, like in our third big section, I'll say, if we shift that perspective, there are techniques to that. So shifting our perspective and mindset from seeing the cup as a half empty to half full will require intentional practices. And there are many techniques for that. One of the most effective method is gratitude. And you can start a journal to write down things that you are thankful for each day. You can train your mind to focus on the positive aspects of our lives. Just this simple practice can reframe our perspective. It can help us see the opportunities rather than just the obstacles and all the impediments that we can run into. Another powerful tool for positive affirmations, it is by repeating positive statements to ourselves, such as, I'm capable, I can overcome any challenge. We can program our minds to focus on success rather than failure. Mindfulness and meditation, for example, are also a valuable practice. You can stay present and reduce your anxiety. And reduce about the anxiety about the future, because we keep thinking like we are humans. Our first thing that anytime we want to make a decision, the first thing that we do is we think about it. But if you focus on the present moment, you can let go of any worries about what might go wrong and appreciate what is going to go right. For example, you can consider the story of someone who faced numerous rejections, for example, before achieving a success and make a successful move and have some sort of weight in a community that you live in or your coworkers or anything. So I'm sure you will have some setbacks. But if you preserve that belief in your vision, in your ability, you will be a good story and a testament to the power of positive mindset and determination. Now, we'll take the example of Thomas Edison, for example, who famously failed thousands of times before inventing the light bulb. Instead of seeing these failures as an obstacle that he will never get through, he viewed them as valuable learning experiences. So these examples and these stories, they highlight the importance of maintaining a positive perspective and seeing the challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about a time in your life when you faced a significant challenge, and how did you initially perceive that situation? Did you focus on the potential for failure, for example, or did you believe in your ability to succeed? Reflecting on these experiences can help us understand how our mindset influences our actions and our outcomes. By recognizing and shifting negative thought patterns, we can approach future challenges with confidence and optimism. So, if we want to apply those, for example, on our personal lives, a positive mindset can lead to improved relationships, better health, a greater happiness. When we focus on what we have achieved and focus only on what we have achieved and the strength we possess as humans, we build self-confidence and resilience. This positive outlook can enhance our interactions with others, making us more empathetic and supportive. It can also improve our physical and mental health. There are so many studies that have shown that optimism is linked to lower stress levels and, of course, better overall well-being. But that you cannot just leave it on a personal level. You can even put it into your professional life, in your professional daily job, for example. In the professional life, a positive mindset can boost productivity, creativity, and career growth. If you only talk good about your coworkers, for example, for a month. I think I was watching a video, like those shorts where you just keep scrolling, and there's this young man who challenged himself to only talk good about his coworkers for a month, for a period of a month. And he recorded himself and his results were more and beyond what he ever imagined. So a positive mindset can improve our relationships with our colleagues, clients, customers, and it can create a more inclusive and supportive work environment. And it'll actually even give you the opportunity to take some more risks, to be a person that believes in innovation. One of the most significant barriers to innovation, actually, is the fear of failure. When we focus on the potential risks rather than the opportunities, we limit ourselves from exploring new ideas and taking bold steps. And we just sit down and not do anything. However, when we shift our perspective and embrace the possibility of failure as part of the actual learning process, we open ourselves up to innovation and growth by taking calculated risks and viewing setbacks as valuable lessons. We can discover new grounds and achieve remarkable success. So you'll ask me, like, how to overcome the fear of failure. And there's this thing called, that I like to call the myth of perfection. Perfection is an unrealistic goal that can paralyze us with fear. When we set impossibly high standards for ourselves, we become afraid of making mistakes and failing short. And we fail to actually accomplish anything. We become afraid of making mistakes and falling short. Yes. So this fear can prevent us from taking action and trying new things. It is essential to recognize that perfection is a myth. And that everyone makes mistakes. We're humans. Instead of striving for perfection, we should just aim for progress and continuous improvement. Again, we're humans. We learn. We grow. Some of us are fast learners, and they're lucky. Some of us, it takes them time. And it takes them time, but they will achieve whatever they want. Anybody who think that they can accomplish, again, if they have to think that they can accomplish it, they will be able to get close to it, to accomplish it. Maybe not now, maybe not in a month, maybe not in the short term. It can be in the medium or long term, but it'll happen. So learning from our failures. How? So, failure is often seen as a negative outcome. But it is, in fact, a powerful teaching moment, a great teacher for us. Every failure provides valuable insights and lessons that can help us grow. And, of course, improve. If we view failure as a stepping stone to success, we can reframe our perspectives and reduce the fear associated with it. So many successful individuals attribute their achievements to the lessons they learn from their failures. If they embrace failure as part of the journey that can actually motivate them to keep going, they will achieve it. And they, of course, proved it because they're successful, even when things don't go as planned. And embracing challenges, because they're the opportunities for growth. When we embrace a challenge with positive mindset, with that mindset of the half full mindset, we can unlock our potential, all the potentials that we have, and we can discover new strength. We can discover a new side of us that we don't even know. Instead of avoiding difficult tasks, we should approach them with curiosity and determination. And if we face challenges head on, we will build that resilience and confidence. It definitely can help us overcome future obstacles more easily. So embracing challenges also fosters a growth mindset, where we see ourselves as capable of learning and evolving. Yeah, we will be able to foster that growth mindset. Think about it. There are so many examples. Like if we consider just the story of Oprah Winfrey, for example, who overcome she overcame numerous adversities and to become one of the most influential and most successful media person in the world. She was born into poverty and she faced abuse and discrimination, but Oprah could have easily just stopped everything she was doing because, again, of her circumstances. However, she chose to focus on her strength and opportunity that she had. All those opportunities that she had on, in front of her. Her determination and positive mindset helped her break barriers and achieve unprecedented success. Oprah's story is a powerful example of how we actually, human, have to learn from how she was able to shift her perspective, and that if we are able to do it and use Oprah's example of how shifting our perspective can lead to success, we will be able to lead our circumstance and our lives to remarkable achievements. So I encourage you to share the stories with the people in your community. And I would like you guys to share your story of overcoming obstacles in our Facebook account, or by leaving a review or a comment. Because I would like to actually know too, like I want to know my audience. So to wrap this up, I want to just recap a little bit the key points that I discussed. We explored the concept of mental barriers and how our brains naturally focus on challenges due to the negativity bias. And we've learned about the power of the brain, including cognitive behavioral theory, CBT, and neuroplasticity. I still can't say this word. But all of this shows us that we can change our thought patterns and mindset. We've discussed some practical techniques for shifting our perspective, such as gratitude journaling, positive affirmations, and mindfulness. And we've seen how a positive mindset can improve our personal and professional lives and encourage innovation and risk-taking. we've examined the importance of overcoming the fear of failure and embracing challenges as opportunities for growth. So remember, the mountains we have already overcome are proof of our strength and resilience. By focusing on our past achievements and maintaining a positive outlook, we can conquer any challenge. It is essential to recognize and shift negative thought patterns to see opportunities rather than obstacles. Embrace the journey. Learn from failures. Continue to grow and evolve. So I do encourage you to actually name it if you feel it. Think about it and apply the techniques we've discussed in this episode and share your journey with us. Reflect on your past achievements. Practice gratitude. Challenge your negative thoughts. Embrace new opportunities and take calculated risk, of course. And remember, you are capable of overcoming any obstacle that comes your way. Thank you again for listening. This was the Seller Talk. And this is your host, Nofel. Stay positive, stay motivated, and keep climbing those mountains. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Till the next time. Goodbye, everybody.